Good afternoon, the Exotic Set. This is Kiri speaking.
Well, hello, Kiri. How are you? It's Luscious Lee. How are you?
Good. I was only thinking of you the other day.
Did you give yourself a migraine?
I've actually got one right now. Maybe it's ESP.
What's happening?
Oh, you know, not a lot shit all.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, the girls seem to be doing well.
Oh, yeah. No, we've been going to many open days and everything for uni, so it's
yes,
all around
yes.
the corner and stuff. Yeah, they're
so
off to
Sydney. So
where
will I end up going?
Probably ACU. Yeah,
oh, she's both just there at
Nudgee.
Oh,
yeah.
Nudgee.
Yeah, like Sienna's torn between ACU and QUT, but like she's looking at doing nursing now. So, but yeah, so they both do nursing, so potentially ACU, but not sure. They've still got a year to decide.
My mate sure she went to ACU for nursing and said it was fabulous.
Yeah, it's one of the leading places for nursing.
Is
so,
it? Right,
yeah.
She's studying paramedicine as well. She only had a little bit to go, but she's deferred now.
Oh, paramedicine.
Paramedics, yes.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, Sienna was looking at the dual degree of paramedicine and nursing, but she's decided against paramedicine.
Well, that's what she's doing, yeah. She's a fully qualified nurse.
Yeah.
With the medicine, she was just doing paramedics.
Yeah.
Is that right?
And yeah.
She's only got one thing to do, but she deferred.
Oh, God,
she said it's
girl.
Too harsh. I don't know whether I really want to be a paramedic now.
Oh, God.
She said,
might as well just finish it and get a degree in case she
doesn't. Nah, I know.
Yeah.
But, you know, what are you doing? She said they were down here at the weekend. And she said, I don't know whether I really want to be a paramedic after I've been out on prac, you know.
Yeah.
And that kind of thing. She said, I think I'd prefer to be working in a hospital, she said. I'm like, she's been working at St Andrews. So, God, what's she going to do?
Yeah,
who knows?
Sienna's dreams to do a children's hospital. She wants to do children's.
Yep.
So it'll be interesting.
My girlfriend, her mother, she's the head of ethics at the children's hospital.
She's what, sorry? You just broke up.
Head of ethics.
Oh, okay, yep.
Yeah, she'd been there for years and years and years. So, yeah, but it's a hard decision for the kids. What they choose to do.
Yeah,
not
exactly.
Not easy for them.
Yeah, well, I said, if you do nursing, you'll never be without a job.
Oh, 100%, never be without a job. But I tell you what, it's not that easy to get a paramedics job either.
No, it's hard. Yeah, my cousins quite high up in the, she works out of the Kedron head office and
occasionally
goes out on the trucks and stuff, but it's really hard to get into.
Well, a few of the kids that Mad knows that do a paramedic did it and finished it, they went overseas because they couldn't get a job here. They've gone overseas. There's three gone overseas.
Yep.
That's a bit sad, isn't it?
I know, definitely.
Yeah. Anyway. It is what it is, so. And apart from that, they're all right. Adam's still at Norfolk?
Yeah, he's still there. He'll probably be there for life. I don't know.
Okay.
Nothing
well,
changes
close
there.
To you.
Yeah, no, it is.
Close
that's
to
what I said. Just you know, ride it out, basically. And just
It's a job, you know, you get $100 a week, and that's what happens.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Yeah.
And how's Dad doing?
He's doing okay. He needs a project. He's just down the dumps half the time. He's just bored, I think. And I said, you just need to, you know, do something. And but I don't know.
What kind of stuff do you do? Like, could you say to him, can you paint Sienna's room or something like that?
Yeah, but just doing that, like, he'd want to get up on a ladder and stuff to do it. And, you know, you can't, you know, you just try and get him to do something simple and it turns into a mammoth job and you just think, why did I ask?
Why did I ask?
So just trying to find something simple for him to do is the hard thing.
That'd be hard for Mum.
Yeah. I know, she has her issues too. So I think they survive on bickering and stuff. I think that's their love language.
Yeah, that's all right. That's okay. Yeah. After what, 50 years, they're entitled to?
Yep. 50 years. They've just come back from South Australia and Perth for their 50th anniversary and Mum's 75th birthday. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah, and everything's okay. Well in your household?
Yeah, same old. We just had Herbie for 4 nights while they went to Sydney.
Oh, lovely.
And Grant's out of the army now, gone, at a gutful.
Oh, really? Wow. What are you going to do now?
He's working for Boeing. He's got a job with Boeing.
Oh, the airline Boeing?
Yeah. Yeah, 3 days in the city, 2 days at home. Thank you very much. He's happy with that.
Oh, amazing. Best thing, especially having a small child as well. That's
exactly right. Exactly right. And they're doing all right. We just got her Sambo. God, we still have Sambo on Wednesday.
Yep.
And I just picked Jack up. We pick Jack up every Wednesday. And they usually stay here till about 5 and we drive them home. Mm-hmm. But tonight their mum's or dad's picking them up because they've got to pick Harry up from St. Pat. So they'll just pick these two up on the way through.
Oh,
which is good, saves us tonight, yeah.
Yeah.
And apart from that, we have Herbie on Thursdays, as per normal. And next year we've got Herbie Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah.
Tuesdays. So 3 days we'll be fucked.
Wow.
So, yeah. Yeah, wow, that's what it is. So it is what it is. So anyway. Can't be helped. And apart from that, nothing to report, Robbie. Nothing. What's happening now? Well, you can't talk anyway. So, yeah.
No.
So, leave
no.
It. That, what I wrote for is
two bags.
Dogs. Yeah, no rush. Yeah.
No, I've just literally popped it on the order as we're speaking. So, I figured that's why you're calling. Yep, so it's already on there.
Okay.
In for next week.
Oh, yeah, that's all right. Yeah. I was going to bring Sambo over today, but, I wanted to go to Taking Shape where I get my bras. And
yep.
I got Greg to have a look on the internet. And lo and behold, it was 30% off. Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah.
But they only had two in my size up at Windsor. So we went up to Windsor for a drive, went up there and got it. And then came back and we went to McDonald's and we went and fed the ducks. And then we went to Aldi, and then we went to Woolworths, and then we come home and stuffed.
You've had a very full day. You'd be ready for a sleep.
Yeah. Oh, you're not right. He's excellent to look after, though.
Yeah.
No problem whatsoever to look after. Perfect. Just like Herbie. He's just perfect to look after. So, and yeah, that's about it. So when you're vacant one Saturday morning or whatever, let me. We'll meet at my own my.
Yeah, no, definitely.
So
no, that'll be good.
You're busier than me. So when it's convenient for you, let me know, all right?
Yep, sounds like a plan, definitely.
Yeah. All right, well, you get back to work.
We'll
do. Who's working today, Brock and Ness?
Ness only works till 1 on Wednesday and Thursday. So, yeah, she's gone, but she was on this morning. And then, Chrissy's on and Brock.
Okay. Is she nice to work with?
Yeah, amazing.
Good, yeah.
Yeah.
Good, right, okay. Where are you going? You let me know, all right? Text me when it's convenient for you, all right?
Will do, definitely.
Or whatever day. I'm not available on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Oh, okay, so that's fine. I'm working anyway.
Yeah. So the other days, if I haven't got any appointments or whatever, okay?
Sounds like
a
plan.
Well, yeah, sounds good, sweetheart. You go and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay,
I'll
talk to you then, and I'll let you know when the food comes in.
Yeah, no rush. Thanks for that. Appreciate it.
Okay, see you then. Bye.
Bye, love.